data shows that people of color are being hit the hardest by COVID-19. Why do you think that is?
It's a wonderful question, Genesis. Coronavirus has no color. Coronavirus disease has no politics. Coronavirus has no race, has no ethnicity. However, the social determinants of health, the social determinants of health are the socioeconomical status, the level of education, the level of income, well, the people eat, the food security, access to health care. All those factors that really impact the better outcome or the poorer outcome, not really the ethnicity or the race.
That's a good point. What about multi-generational housing? Is the fact that sometimes families, live maybe 10, 12 people in a household, could that be a reason why the virus is spreading more quickly?
Yes, of course. And what is the reason? If the patient is the people or the subgroup of people in the community has low income, low level of education, the family live more in the way that you just described. And this is one of the highest risks that the virus can spread.
So lack of health insurance, how does this how do we take that into account when it comes to someone who contracts the virus and has severe symptoms? How have you seen that here regionally impact people?
Of course, access to health care is one of the essential components of these social determinants of health, of these factors. Access is an important situation. Community health centers, or now called the federal qualified health centers, has better access to people even though they don't have insurance.
Does this make access easier, let's say, for example, for undocumented residents that are living here that may not have health insurance and that may not have the income to pay?
Essentially, yes, because this team is gonna help this population to navigate in the system to see what kind of coverage they may need. And the financial counselor is gonna tell them how they may receive the service that they care.
Now, there's a lot of talk about a second wave. Some doctors say that we're still not yet out of the first wave. Other doctors said that we might be heading into a second wave. What do you see? What are your observations on that?
It's not just COVID-19. We're facing another pandemic with fear and anxiety. All of us have fear and anxiety. The other pandemic is the misinformation in the social media. I would like to ask you, Genesis, that we should educate the general population and the medical community that do not make assumptions, don't frame based on ethnicity. We can talk about risk when these factors, the social determinants of health, are poorer or higher, but it's not healthy to frame communities by race or by ethnicity in terms of poorer outcome. It's level of education, socioeconomical status, where the people live, if the people eat proper food, exercise, I don't have unhealthy behaviors. It will be nice and very helpful when we clarify this.